Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the founder, president, and CEO of the Engel Group, Ms. Marty Engel. The Engel Group is based in McLean, Virginia. It's provided IT services for over 25 years to the federal government. Welcome, Marty, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thanks for having me.
So you were like at the forefront of IT, and then not only were you at the forefront of IT 25 years ago, but you were a female doing this. And at that time, what would I'm guessing would be a traditionally male business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so talk to me about how the process of even, you know, deciding to start this came about.
Well, it was really opportunity presenting itself. I've always been someone that enjoyed encouraging people. And at that time is when the desktop computers were being brought into the offices. And at that point, we thought that everything that was done with computers was done behind the closed doors of the computer room. It was a huge paradigm shift for everyone. Mostly for the people in the computer room, too. But the people needed to learn how to use them and how to apply it. And I enjoyed working with people and encouraging them, and it fit together quite well with my techie side.
Because you were one of the people in the computer room, but
well,
you thought, oh, those lay people can still learn. Is that what you were thinking?
No, I wasn't in the computer room. Actually, the way that I started on the technology piece is in the office. And it was from being the low man on the totem pole in the office. I have a different story than many people that you have on. We were talking about Ivy League mm-hmm. schools and all. I have yet to finish my bachelor's degree.
And probably no desire to now, right? Is that right?
Or I'll do it. I'll do it
retirement.
Eventually for fun.
Okay.
Yes, for fun. Absolutely.
But then you'll realize, man, I know a lot more than my teachers know at that point, right? You're like, why am I doing this?
That's the problem now. It sounds kind of boring. But I worked in a secretarial position back then. Women, especially back then, were asked, if you didn't have your degree, how fast can you type? And I was a horrible typist, so I was in a catch-22, but I was very smart in terms of looking at how you could take the technology and use it in business. And I worked for an accounting firm for one tax season. That's all I needed to know, that I didn't want to work for an accounting firm anymore. And they had one computer. They had one IBM PC. And it sat in an office, a dark office, and when customers were coming in, clients were coming through, someone would run back and flip the light on and turn the computer on, and then someone would sit down and act like they were using it when they really weren't.
Right, right.
Make a long story short, I taught myself how to use DBase 2, which you probably don't even remember mm-hmm. that, and I automated their client list. And at that point, the issue was that we didn't know how to apply. Even the highest level executives that were running companies didn't know how to apply it. Here's a computer. Okay, well, what do we do with it? So they didn't really appreciate what it meant to have it mm-hmm. in there. So anyway, I did that, and I was so proud of it. And one day, the big managing partner who I didn't think even knew my name, came in to me and said, would you come back to my office? And I thought, here it comes. Here comes credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got back there, and he said, you know, I really think you just don't fit here.
You got the talk.
I got
the see you later talk.
The see you later talk. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so so when that happened, you first was panic, but then second was, I want to start a business myself.
Yeah, I did start the business at that time. I started it about 3 years later. But I worked in a technology support organization for a government agency who is still my customer. And then at that time, I decided to go out on my own and start teaching. So it was all teaching. It started as a computer training company. Until the mid-90s, all we did was computer training.
And then what made you change to providing IT services over time?
Well, frankly, our audience really became trained. Way back, we were teaching people where to turn the computer on. We were teaching them how to go from Windows. It wasn't Windows then. I forget. Boy, it was way back. How to get into programs mm-hmm. and all. And then, you know, we did our job well and kind of worked ourselves out of a business, if you will. And then also the newer generations were coming up and they were comfortable with it. So
you had to adapt your business model, basically.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have a Forbes business quote here, and it's from Thomas Jefferson. It says, "Only aim to do your duty, and mankind will give you credit where you fail." And that kind of ties into your story about getting fired.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The end of that story, though, I didn't finish it, is that 10 years later, that accounting firm was my client.
Now, and was the person who fired you still part of that firm?
Oh, yeah, the managing partner.
Oh,
managing partner.
Wow.
He didn't know. I don't think he knew that I was.
He hired you. The contract went through, and then it was like, oh, it's Marty.
Yeah.
All right, we're speaking with Marty Engel, founder, president, and CEO of the Engel Group. Now, you say in your mission statement, it's to provide information technology solutions to the federal government that are based on an unwavering commitment to the best values, ethics, partnership, and quality. And so, you know, I wanted to kind of ask you, you know, we're talking about values, ethics, partnership, and quality. When has that been hard to practice over your 25 years in a leadership role?
Oh, my gosh. In the industry that I'm in, we all have that on our websites, of course. The reality is many times we run into situations where it's common that ethics go out the window. And you have to be strong enough to make tough decisions. Sometimes it means you're not going to get the contract or you're not going to partner with that particular company. And it's tough. And I tell you, I sound like such a goody two-shoes, but I go back to Sunday school and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It really, things really do come around. What goes around comes around. That is so true. And I've tried to stay that way with my employees, with my customers, with my teaming partners. And it's not always easy. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy. It's definitely not the easiest path many times. And there are a lot of companies out there and making a lot of money that aren't practicing that. Mm-hmm. And still feel like I want to live with myself. And I want my child to be proud of who I am and what I'm doing. And if you don't do it, how can you expect your kids to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it was interesting because one of the things on your company website that we saw was that when you normally look at a company's press release page, you see, you know, achievements or product launches or service launches. And on your company website, one of the things that actually attracted us to having you on the show was that you, the Engel Group, helps women in need in West Africa. We saw another press release. The Engel Group sponsors Youth for Tomorrow. The Engel Group donates funds to help grieving families of our fallen military. And so the percentage of, you know, this is what we're proud of in terms of community service compared to, you know, service launches was, you know, the ratio was off from normal. Was that intentionally created by you? And talk about that.
Yeah. We definitely have a different culture. And we're very proud of it. From the way our offices look to what we do. The giving back is a huge, huge piece of what we do. I'll tell you, if anything matters, that matters. And that's an opportunity. The way that I see it is one of the best things about being successful in business is I have the opportunity to make really big contributions to change for good. One of our big things is microloans for women and all over the world. Heifer International, that's mm-hmm. another one. Heifer International is based on a very sustainable model, which is, it's very interesting. And it's frankly, it goes back to what got me in the business to begin with. And that was encouraging people to better themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, very important. It's a major piece of our culture. Also, in the IT business, in our company, we have an extremely diverse international crowd. And so many times what we'll do is we'll look for projects in the home countries of people that work for us, work with us. Mm-hmm. And so it gives some meaning, and it brings us all together. It's really neat.
Excellent, excellent. Now talk, you know, this is a piece of your leadership philosophy, but when I first throw out the question, kind of what's your overall leadership philosophy, how would you answer that apart from this community service component?
Attempt to attract the best people. That's not hard in itself. Keeping them is, and in my case, much of it is technology-oriented, your MCSEs and all the different certifications and all. But I like to bring people in. We bring people in, and then we consider the employee and their family when we're deciding what to do in terms of benefits. In terms of, we do a lot of something that's near and dear to me is knowing what someone would do when they didn't have to do it. So we have a lot of benevolent situations mm-hmm. in our group and in actually people that work alongside of us. And it's really neat. Really, really neat.
How many employees do you have?
We have around 100.
And was there kind of large employee growth over the last couple years or the last decade, or was it slow and steady?
It was large over the last 10 years.
Okay. All right, we're speaking with Marty Engel, founder, president, CEO of the Engel Group. And Marty, I want to thank you for being in studio with us here at Leaders Portfolio.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck with your community service and the future of the Engel Group.
Thanks.
I also want to thank these sponsors of Leadership: Denisco Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you're trying to reach leaders and decision makers, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We'd be proud to have you. You can find this interview with Marty at leadersportfolio.com. Marty Engel is the president, founder, and CEO of the Engel Group. Back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit CoallArchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit CoallArchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at LeadersPortfolio.com.